are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Vibration Station, LATalkRadio.com, the world's most listened to internet talk radio. What's going on? As you know, we're starting off the day with a little bit of Real Boy. We want to give a shout out. What's up, Our House Records? What's up, ladies and gentlemen? I'm your host, Davey Crockett. Boy, oh boy, do we have a show in for you today. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. What do we mean by that? Well, I'll explain. Basically, people, we're in a time of change. We're in a time of opportunity. We're in a time to do whatever the fuck we want to. Excuse my French. And what I mean by that is if you want to get up and you feel like being a musician, like my boy The Guarantee to the right.
What up, baby?
Oh, what up, brother? How you doing, big dog? How you doing, Guarantee?
Chilling, my boy. How about
nice,
you?
Nice, man. I'm doing great. It is a blessing to have you in the studio today, first of all.
Thank you.
Right? But what I'm trying to get to the listeners before we really get into the vibration station is why we're doing this. Do you know what I'm saying? So I have my boy The Guarantee. We're going to hear some MC throw down super fly shit from my boy to the right. But along with that, guys, we're just trying to spread to you the idea of why we think that you should do whatever you want, right? It's because we are in a time to influence the people around us. And we influence the people around us by being positive, by being happy, by being inspirational individuals. And how do we do that? Well, we follow our excitements. We do what we love to do, and then we show other people that we can support ourselves doing what we love to do. Because if one person can do it, then you can do it, right? There's no difference. So what's up, guys? We're going to start off the show. We got a wonderful show lined up for you today. We have some information that is going to be detrimental for you to know before the end of this show.
Detrimental?
Detrimental? Is that not the
not
correct
the word?
What's the word I'm looking for?
Vital.
What's detrimental?
How I get on negative connotation.
Oh! That's what I was waiting for. No, I know what detrimental is.
That's
AD. Oh, shit, man. Just like, you know, we're all learning. We're all in the school of life. Yeah, you're like, Davey needs to go back to the school of English. Here, messing around, guys. Listen, you're on the Vibration Station. We're going to kick it off. This is Frontline. What's going on?
And go and I'm running rap, and I'ma run it up the middle like a running back. Came up, picked the game up, and I brought it back. Boys like drugs, got them fiending, so I call it crack. Undisputed on the mic, this is scary thing. You rappers is old news like Larry King. So a bra, blowing up like Danny Green. Rolling up in the coupe, bumping Billie Jean. Flow sharper than a guillotine. Penetrate the fake, whoever wins is the real team. On fire, so I represent the flame. By 30, I retire if I never get the fame. Treat me different when they see me in the game. Taking over the world like Pinky in the Brain. I'm too high, you can't see me, I'm a plane. On the West Coast, got Cleveland in my veins. I could change the game with one line. My bars is my weapons, undisputed on the front line. Better step your game up, it's crunch time. You ain't ready to bang on the front line. I could change the game with one line. My bars, my weapons, undisputed on the front line. I eat your rappers up like lunchtime. Me and the homie Max Garrett on the front line.
While I'm driving the tank, I remain in the back. Straight sniper rifle ready, steady aim while I attack. Containing everything you lack, it in this beat just like a snack. Still munching on these strings, I spit it out, we'll call it rap. And if you think you've had enough, go ahead, you can tap out. Undisputed guarantee, tag team make you pass out. Got the toughest rappers feeling like they living in a glass house. If you ever wanna beef, you better come with a big mouth. A dome shot to the head, lyrically spitting trigger happy, shooting poisonous lead. Listen closely, did you take in all that I just said? You better bring some extra butter, cause we getting the bread. People saying rap is dead, I'ma bring it to life. Versus nifty flow, swiftly stab as sharp as a knife. I thought I told you, man, it's over when I step on the mic. Go ahead and grab your biggest weapons and prepare for the fight.
I could change the game with one line. My bars is my weapons, undisputed on the front line. Better step your game up, it's crunch time. You ain't ready to bang on the front line. I could change the game with one line. My bars, my weapons, undisputed on the front line. I eat your rappers up like lunchtime. Me and the homie Max Guerin on the front line.
Boss like bullets, bro, I put you out your misery. Corporate Max Guerin treat the music like the infantry. Recently signed with Undisputed, it was meant to be. Every time I do it, nothing to it, making history.
Treat rap like the army, they enlisted me. If you're talking about the hardest, better mention me. Spit the flame, the game is my destiny. Crack rock cops to refrain from arresting me.
I'm a blessing, be rap. And hit a record beat. Think I ain't came with a brain, then start testing me. Can't you see that lyrically I'm better than you'll ever be? Never underestimate, cause music is my specialty.
I cook it up, I do it like a recipe. Flow season, run the game like a referee. Lyrical war, my flows is my weaponry. From high school to the pros, they selected me. I could change the game with one line. My bars is my weapons, undisputed on the front line. Better step your game up, it's crunch time. You ain't ready to bang on the front line. I could change the game with one line. My bars, my weapons, undisputed on the front line. I eat your rappers up like lunchtime. Me and the homie Max Guerin on the front line.
Just messing around. That's the guarantee in the flesh on the Vibration Station. Oh, are we getting ready for something? Not quite yet. but first of all, a little preview for you guys. That was Frontline, Undisputed. First of all, I wanna get down to business. Brother Guarantee, what is your name?
My name is Max Guerin.
Max Guerin. And Brother Max, where are you from?
From Glendale, California.
Glendale. Yeah, born and raised. That's awesome, man. How long have you... well, first of all, before we begin into that, The Guarantee is an up-and-coming rapper that's been getting up in the San Fernando Valley area. You can check him out on SoundCloud, The Guarantee. He's also coming out with his first EP pretty soon, coming out within the next few months. We'll definitely keep you posted on that. You'll be seeing a lot of the stuff from today's show being reposted on the Vibration Station archive. So, without further ado, honestly, guys, we got some real important stuff that we do have to hit in the studio today. We got to beat it. We got to hit it. We gotta beat the shit out of it.
Gotta knock it out.
We gotta knock it out.
No point intended.
No point intended. Exactly. Listen, guys, we got Brother Van in the studio. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
That's a blessing, man. I'm doing great. I'm really happy to have you guys in the studio. The vibrations are light, and we're feeling good, man. So the reason, listeners, why we brought Brother Van onto the studio, well, he's not on the studio, into the studio. That'd be interesting if you were on the studio. I don't know how we'd work that out. Is to spread a little bit of awareness of what's going on in our communities, right? Now, as you know, the Vibration Station is avid supporters of anything to affect people in a positive way. Anything that will bring you happiness that... doesn't hurt somebody, right? Like, if you're a psychopath and it brings you happiness to like hit people and like,
we don't condone that.
We're not into that. You want to like kill people and shit? That's, you're obviously tuned into the wrong station. Yeah. Or you're tuned into the right station if you're looking for a head check, if you're looking for a mind check. So what we brought Van in here today, so we could spread a little information about what's going on in our community when it comes to the cannabis dispensaries, right? Cannabis collectives and the cannabis culture, along with people that are friendly with the idea and people that are not friendly with the idea. Now, the reason why we are addressing this on the Vibration Station is because the Vibration Station supports any aspect of the community that has to do with a positive aspect. Now, we understand that every single time a person hears the word cannabis or weed or marijuana, some of you jump for joy and some of you get excited. Some of you resonate. And then right? And then there's others of you that have a bit of a negative connotation. And that's okay. That is completely fine. We here on the Vibration Station, we're not supporting, like, go smoke weed. We're not saying that at all, right? It has become a medication in today's society. It has become a means for healing, right? A means for, a new means for people to obtain a form of medication that is from the ground, right? Now, there's a lot of controversy when it comes to this. We're not going to get started in the controversy, whether you believe it's right or wrong or blah, blah, blah. What we're going to talk about is the essential idea behind the changes that are happening in our community when it comes to the cannabis culture. We have Van in here because Van, Brother Van, number one, is an activist and a patient. He is extremely involved in the cannabis community. And he sees both sides of the idea. He sees both sides of the argument. He's extremely informed about it too. That's why we brought him on. How you doing, Van?
I'm doing great today.
Great, man. Great. I'm about to ask you a few questions that is regarding these propositions on May 21st, D and F. I'm gonna ask you a few things about these in just a moment. I just wanted to say something about Van for the listeners' understanding. Is that the reason why we brought Van in here, guys, is because, you know, being an unbiased Vibration Station, we are going to bring somebody on that is not your typical idea of just like, yeah, man, like, fuck it, bro, smoke weed. You know what I mean? Because, like, people have a really negative common misconception when they think of, like, your average cannabis consumer. Do you know what I'm saying? So Van here is the reason why we brought him on. He's an awesome dude. He's a really cool guy, and I respect the ability that he has to have an open mind, right? To see, like, to understand and empathize, and, you know, with people that could disagree with somebody that is a cannabis user, right? So we're just here to talk about the propositions. The propositions.
Propositions.
And Van has some truth for you. So, Brother Van, I got a question for you. On Proposition D, right, when we talked about this, you pointed out 5 major points. Now, these 5 major points, along with a few other impacts that this proposition will have, are not only bad for, right, the weed smoker. We wouldn't be talking about it if it just involved the weed smoker. We wouldn't be talking about it on the air because this involves everyone. What this involves is your entire community. This involves your entire community. Everybody that takes part in taxes, anybody that uses money, anybody that cares whether you're essentially handing money to a criminal without having any idea. There's so many different factors. Minors. So, Van, if you could so kindly just start out by telling me, how will D cost us money? How will D cost our society money?
D would cost our society money because it is not soundproof.
Okay.
Right now, we have endless litigation in the regulations that we have in our city. And D is just more bad regulation. That's all it is. That's what right. will cost us money.
Right. Okay. So basically, and also when we were talking about this, this is something that really, really struck me. This is for everybody, guys. Parents that have like, 3-year-old, 4-year-old kids. Check this out. If D goes through, right, Van, I remember you talking about how it will basically monopolize.
Correct.
Right? So do you just want to explain to the listeners the idea of how the cannabis, like, dispensaries will monopolize and how that's not a positive thing for our community and how this does affect even the person that doesn't think about cannabis on a continual basis.
How it would monopolize is it basically allows a certain interest of collective owners and groups to continue operating under these guidelines.
Okay.
And it's only a limited amount, and that number is very low. And the community that we have patients in Los Angeles roughly is about 750,000.
750,000.
Now, we're not talking about any other city here. We're just talking about LA. Now,
right.
Other cities, let's say Ventura County, that has, I don't know how many patients, I didn't do the numbers, but they travel to LA City just to get their medicine.
Wow.
And that's wrong.
Wow.
That is just wrong.
That
I'm
is.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
So basically, if they cap the number of dispensaries in Los Angeles to a certain number, there's going to be a huge burden of patients to serve, and they
right.
just can't do that.
Right.
So what they're going to do is they're going to make Costco-sized dispensaries collectives.
Wow.
And that is bad for our neighborhood.
That's extremely bad for our neighborhood.
And D does not require them to have parking.
Oh.
So imagine something the size of Costco with no parking.
Okay. I'm gonna jump in for one point. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why we're spreading this information to you is for you to make the right choice. May 21st is your opportunity. The idea here is that women and children are men. Women and children are being pillaged from our lands.
No,
back. No, but seriously, like, you know,
it's true. It's true.
It's true, guys.
Anslinger said it
happening.
Was true in 1937.
Yeah. The idea is that, you know, if you have nothing to do with cannabis and you are you are a small family on a on Bird Street, you know what I mean? And down the street, you have this Costco-size dispensary for cannabis, and you have patients from all over the valley. Here's the thing, guys. One way or another, whether you are a fan or not of cannabis, there's going to be patients. There's going to be people that are going to want it and that are going to consume it because it is their medication. And that is how it works for a lot of individuals that have chosen cannabis to be their medication of choice, right? Okay. So if you have a rec, right, if you have a recommendation and you do live in Los Angeles, this means that there will be, now think of the small communities with the three-year-old little girls and the, you know, blah, 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 and they don't smoke weed, blah, blah. This means that there will be a surplus, not to mention how Van said no parking. There's going to be like thousands of people a day. Just traffic.
Sounds so constant, unorganized. Kafka-esque.
So unorganized. And there's going to be a Costco of weed. Do you know what I'm saying? No, that's not how it should be.
No free samples, though.
Seriously. That's absolutely not how it should be. You don't want these corporations popping. It's going to be like a corporate world of cannabis, though. Okay? Let's hear the next one, Van. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, let's hear the next one about how this is gnarly.
I think the issue of money wasn't brought up. The monopoly, the whole point is that they'll be able to control the market, thus raising prices and...
Totally.
You know, we'll be at the whim of their mercy.
Totally.
Any patient, essentially. So
right.
That's the real issue.
Yes.
Totally.
Anytime you have a select group,
right,
they can control the market.
Totally.
So they could raise prices, do whatever they want, and they can do supply and demand. And that's bad for one person. It is the patient.
Right.
Right? What we're trying to do is everything good for the patient.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so.
Totally. Absolutely. And for the next piece, do you want to go on, Van, about how voting on Proposition D will, in fact, make you sick, given
the
opportunity?
It won't make you sick. What it will do is, will make me sick to my stomach.
Right, right.
But that's a different story. Now, the reason why D is not safe for patients is because it does not require these stores or collectives or groups to test their medicine.
That's ridiculous.
So you don't know what you're smoking. Now, there's good habits and bad habits of owners and growers. Sometimes you don't know what you're smoking.
Right.
So
absolutely.
You should be required to test your meds. And number one thing is patient safety.
Right.
That's all we're trying to focus on is patient safety. That's why D does not work for this issue.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Also, I'm sure that, you know, listeners out there, if you're saying you're saying to yourself, well, why does this concern me? Like, I haven't smoked weed since I was in high school, you know? Like, why does this concern me? Well, this concerns you because, you know, just because you don't necessarily partake or consume doesn't mean that somebody that you care about is not affected by this proposition. That means that, hypothetically speaking, if you are a mother or a father, you have a son, a daughter, or parents, even yourselves, or an aunt that has glaucoma or anything, cancer, leukemia, anything, and they are users. This is going to affect them because what if this gets passed and it's your sister, right, or your brother who walks into one of these shops, one of these dispensaries, and just so happened that, you know, this bill got passed and Joe Schmo just decided to open up this place just so he could make as much money as he possibly could. He doesn't even give a flying shit about the product. He doesn't care if they use pesticide. All he wants to do is pop them up as fast as he possibly can and find money in the bank. And it just so happened that your sister is a patient here. So she goes here, or your brother goes here, and she walks away with some dirty meds, with some herbs.
Some untested medication.
Untested medication, yeah. Thank you. Irregulated, untested medication that has anywhere from pesticides to, like, I've heard of aluminum before being found.
Carcinogens.
Carcinogens. Oh. Like, all these gnarly things that...
Mold.
That, mold. That is just not meant for human consumption. Do you know what I mean?
Bugs.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously. So there's all these things that if... by not testing the medication, even if you're not a user, it does affect you. It absolutely does.
It affects everybody.
It affects everybody.
Yeah.
Van, what's this about Proposition D allowing criminals to work and to own certain... I'm curious.
Yeah. It basically is you have to do background checks. What D proposes is you only have to do background checks on the people who dispense medicine, the managers,
okay,
and the growers. But they leave out one thing, the owners.
Wow.
So you don't know if the owner of this dispensary is affiliated with any criminal organizations. So why can't you do a background check for everybody? I know if you wanted to be a sleazy car salesman,
right,
you'd have to get a live scan and register with the DMV.
Absolutely.
Okay. But to own a collective under D, you don't have to. That seems a little, you
that's
know,
insane.
It's a little strange right there.
Yeah.
That's super strange.
That's going backwards, you know?
That's going super backwards.
That's taking two steps back. We want everybody to be in clear. You want good, responsible owners, good, responsible bud tenders, good, responsible security guards and growers. That's what we need is regulation.
Regulation.
From the front all the way to the back.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Van. I couldn't agree with you more. Couldn't agree with you more, brother. And, you know, it's really just about coming to a middle ground. It's about everybody understanding everybody else's point of view, right? Think about it. It's about everybody understanding everybody else's point of view. And what I mean by that is if the city, right, and we're not going to start talking bad, but I'm saying, like, if the city understood where the patients are coming from, right? If the city understood where the families of patients and families that are affected by this are coming from, then they would see the importance, right? They would see that this is not just about, you know, weed. It's not just about, you know, like, oh, these people want to smoke weed. It's not about that, you know. It's about doing it the right way. It's about doing it the right way and respecting everybody in the process while doing it, right? Voting yes on F is about protecting the community, right?
Correct.
It's about protecting the neighbors. It's about, obviously, protecting the patients. And it's also about protecting the kids. Something that that Van and I were talking about earlier before the show is how minors, this is a big one.
Yes.
Listeners, this is a big one, Van.
D allows minors of any age to go into a dispensary.
This is pretty gnarly.
Okay. The opposing one, F, only allows 18 and over.
Right.
Okay. So anybody who doesn't smoke or the communities, mothers, dads, anybody, you want to protect your children,
right,
and do not allow them to these places. But if they have a valid recommendation, what F does is allows the responsible adult or the caregiver to enter the facility and get meds for the patient.
Right.
And what D doesn't do is it does not restrict access to them. So if they wanted to, at 12 years old, if they have a recommendation, they could go into any dispensary and they could walk out with anything they want. And that's just wrong.
It's a little scary right there.
D doesn't limit access to minors. And that's a huge problem for me because I have three little girls.
Right.
You know?
Right. Absolutely. And that was a big thing for me too. Because, you know, I really think that our youth is our only chance. And, you know, I mean, I do believe that our world is shifting and changing for the better. And there are, you know, the polls are shifting for the better. But I think that, you know, our younger generation has a lot to do with that. And here's what it comes down to. You know, obviously, if you grow up in most areas, there's going to be cannabis at your local high school. You know, there's going to be the kids that get it and, like, have the older brothers that, you know, get it for them, or, you know, just word of mouth. It doesn't matter. It's like everybody knows what weed is, right? And everybody in high school, there's always a group, if not multiple groups of people that that smoke weed and that pride themselves on smoking weed. Well, for your kid to be in middle school and, you know, kind of like information trickles down and, you know, we get like, and you're like, oh, weed, oh, blah, blah. And then like coming into high school, it's like there, you know, it's like freshman, bam, you know, like you walk into high school, your first week of school, you're like, hey, dude, you, you know what I'm saying? Like, so like just the idea that, what I'm getting to is parents already don't like that. Parents and not only parents, but patients and people that respect the cannabis community don't want it to be something that is looked down upon, that is looked at like, oh, these kids are just getting it and going out with it and they're, you know, they're slinging it like a drug. Right?
I think the misconception needs to change. Yeah. That's the issue.
Oh, here. Dude.
People need to treat
brother
it more.
Justin, dude. Just saving my ass. People,
yeah, I got you, man. I got you.
Yeah, yeah. No, come on. No.
People need to treat it more as a medicine.
Right. Regulated.
Well, no. They need to treat it as more of a positive thing. That,
yeah.
And view that other people use it as that. And right. Not everybody, people obviously, you know, they get stoned and they just stop going to class.
Yeah.
And the whole stereotypical... yeah. Above the influence
totally,
campaign,
that
you know, yeah. has its way. But I think it can be, the mentality needs to be shifted.
Yes. Thank you, Justin.
There you go. That's where you're
getting
to, right?
That's what I'm getting at. Exactly,
I got
bro.
You, brother.
The mentality needs to be shifted, and it needs to be looked at that if D passes, right, if this passes, it's not only going to be, you know, your middle schooler, you know, smoking weed and then, like, you know, getting, oh, I like this, blah, blah. No, what it's going to be is, like, you're a middle schooler, like, smoking weed for the first time and then being like, wow, this is really awesome. I'm just going to, like...
abuse it.
I'm going to abuse it. Yeah. I'm going to go to my doctor, you know, or my... I'm going to find a doctor and say this and whatever, and I'm going to be 12 years old. He's not going to ask me for an identification. I can walk in and be like, oh... I stubbed my toe on the way over to your doctor's office. Like, and I, like, you know, but like the thing about it
just
is
it allows people to abuse it more.
Totally.
If minors aren't,
totally.
You know, if they can just come in,
absolutely.
It will obviously be taken way past like
way past the boundaries that it should be. It should be, sorry, I just went on a rant, but,
preach.
it should be viewed as something that not just a minor can go and obtain. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Really. Brother Van, I wanted to ask you about how D will lead to eliminating all access, because this also...
All right. That's an interesting one.
This is an interesting one.
This is a very interesting
one. Yes.
Okay. Basically, in D says, if one of the, I for lack of better words, grandfathered stores in that qualify for D, if they get raided or shut down by the city, they can no longer reopen, ever.
Wow.
So, if the numbers, let's say, that qualify would be 60 stores, and the city says, you know what, since we don't have to do any background checks on the owners,
right,
but we found out that they're a criminal organization, let's take them down. And hallelujah, I'm all for it, right? But that store can no longer reopen, which is a good thing. But if they so find all these stores and they raid all these stores and close all these stores, then we'll have zero access in LA. And what does that do? Mass confusion for patients.
Right.
You know, people who need it and use it as a medicine, they are not going to know where to go.
Right.
You know, and so that's what it will eliminate all access if that happens.
Totally.
And there's something written in there that the city council can repeal D at any given time.
Can you believe that?
That is crazy. That is sneaky. That
in the fine print.
Itself right there.
That is pretty sneaky.
In the fine print, it says they can actually repeal the proposition.
At any given time. And what's coming down the pipeline is from the California Supreme Court. Suppose we're hoping it's this month that states where their cities have the right to ban co-ops, collectives, and dispensaries.
Wow.
So if it goes in the favor of saying that cities can ban, then that if D passes, I'm pretty sure that the city would repeal it.
Right, absolutely.
And that would leave us with zero shops.
Absolutely.
So what does that do? An uprising of black market.
Of black market.
Correct.
It'd go underground again.
And not only does that... Sorry, go on, Van.
In the black market, you know, your shady local dealer mm-hmm. is not going to ID, you know, is not going to pay taxes, okay? It's doesn't care if it's a 30-year-old or a 5-year-old or 10-year-old girl, boy, you know, woman, dad. Doesn't matter. They don't care.
They don't. No. Of course not.
Yeah, right. So.
And what I wanted to touch on, Van, is, right, with it going back to the black market, isn't that, like, endangering like
communities and
everybody. You don't know what product you're pushing.
It's like it's
not even that. The crime goes up.
Exactly.
The crime goes up.
And that's where we are bringing this back to the community and showing you. You know, we don't want you guys to think that we're just having this show just for cannabis users. No, guys, we're having the show for the whole community.
Yes.
It just so happens that it involves the cannabis community, okay? We're having this episode, and what you're going to see over the next few weeks until May 21st is every Sunday on the Vibration Station, we're going to remind you a quick, brief reminder of the pros and cons and just tell you the importance of saying, you know, no on D. Because, I was saying, the point about cannabis going back to the black market... For our communities, imagine if you took all the dispensaries that are just drive down Ventura, take all those dispensaries, all those patients, okay, and wipe it out. Just wipe out all the cannabis that was ever distributed from any of those dispensaries. Now take that all underground. Whoop, pops. Oh my, all of that is like that. That's so much. Like there's like
that's like wiping out McDonald's, Starbucks, In-N-Out, all
that's what I'm
everything,
saying.
You know? You're left with nothing.
And then you have this uproar of these criminal acts that people need to go through just to obtain the exact same medication that they would if none of this would have ever happened. Okay? Not only does it bring up a criminal uproar, but it also brings up it brings up a rise in security, right? A rise in paranoia of like, you know, and all of a sudden, check this out. Home values start to go down because crime rates have gone up and the real estate market starts to go down. Seriously, there's a whole chain of events that we can't even perceive right now, but like have a huge effect, have an absolutely tremendous effect.
It also, I think also it takes away, it then takes resources that could be used for other problems,
right?
Other types of crime, and then that's all just put towards now trying to stop or regulate this underground growing.
Yes.
You know, someone calls 911 because they're getting robbed, and no, the cop's busting some stoners in the alley. Like,
yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Seriously, mate. Yeah, bro. I couldn't agree with you more, guys. So here's what we're saying. For you patients out there, what we want to do is the Vibration Station really wants to influence you to go the right way, visit the right places, and do the right things. We understand that not all patients are, not all listeners are patients necessarily, but or cannabis users if that, but we're saying for those listeners out there that are patients in the San Fernando Valley, there's a few specific places that really do support this yes on F and no on D. And by them supporting this, it is your duty as a member of your community to support this. And if you're a patient, these are the places that you're going to want to go. You should go out of your way to go to these places. because of what they're doing for your community. If you are a patient, you're going to want to visit in North Hollywood, Vapors. It's V-A-P-O-R-S. In Anaheim, it's called Seven Points. In Long Beach, if you're down in Long Beach, you're going to want to go to either Willow or 4th Street. And as you guys know, you can always look all of these up, of course, on Legal Maps. Second to Nature, if you're in the Inland Empire, Riverside area. And of course, Down to Earth, if you are in the Woodland Hills, Canoga Park area. Now, what these guys are doing is they are not only supporting the cannabis community, they are supporting the entire community by supporting these propositions. The most important thing also, guys, about these specific shops, if you are patients, is the fact that I'm sure that if you walk into the shop that you normally go to and ask if they're supporting or doing anything to support the No on D, F on Yes Act, they're going to say, what does that mean? They're going to say, what's yes on F? What's F? What's D? First of all, you don't want to be getting your medication from a place that is not familiar with some of the most major transitions they will ever be encountering. That just goes to show they're not on top of what's going on. And I'm not putting anybody down. I'm just saying, if you are a patient and you go to dispensaries, please make sure to stop by and visit one of these, if you are a patient, and show your support, because through your support allows them to support the community and you by ripple effect are supporting your community. Once again, NoHo Vapors, Anaheim, 7 Points. If you're in Long Beach, that's Willow or 4th Street. If you're in Inland Empire or Riverside, that's Second to Nature. And if you are in Woodland Hills, Canoga Park, that's Down to Earth. Speaking about being a little down to earth, if you know what I'm saying, we're going to kick on a little bit of The Guarantee.
Oh, shoot.
You know what I'm saying. Before we kick on The Guarantee, we got a caller, though. We're going to take this real quick. What's going on? You're live on the air. Dave's Good Vibration Station. Who we speaking to? All right. Good to hear. I love it. Listen, guys, that does that happens. It does happen. If you guys want to try calling in again, you can do so, 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. I see your call up on the screen, but it's not coming through. Also, make sure that you don't have it up and listening while you're calling. So, thank you very much. What we're going to do is kick on some of The Guarantee. Listen up, Guarantee. I got a question for you, dog.
What's up, my boy?
Are we looking at Legendary?
Let's do it. Let's check it out.
Oh.
It's a little banger.
All right.
I mean, it is about a couple dispensaries, too, so let's get it popping.
What was that? What was that? What's this about?
Definitely involves a little bit of cannabis here and there.
There
so.
You go. All right, all right. This is Legendary. We got the one and only Guarantee on the Vibration Station. Check it. Don't break it.
Just chilling out on my apartment patio, trying to see which way the wind blows. Who knows? Wait a second, I think I hear the freeway screaming my name. Is it some kind of game? I think I'm going insane. But in the meantime, I think I listen to what it is saying. Come here, Max Karen. Quit playing, I shake my head, get a reality check. See, my consciousness is at attack, I gotta get my brain back. I check and buy a sack, cruising to the clinic, grabbing my prescription, ask the doctor to refill it. She takes the 45 and fills the baggy with the illest. Call my girl cause she's the realest, ask her if she like to hit it. 30 minutes later, meet her up in my room. Say I got a couple things I mean for you to consume. Smoking some purple, green and blue, straight touching the moon. As we sit upon our bed hearing our favorite tune. All of a sudden bass bumping, hitting hard.
hard with a bone. Having my flow stay hot like August or June. Sweeping up my competition like a mop and a broom. Say she waiting for my album, it'll drop pretty soon.
Got away with the words undisputed. You ain't heard that boy cold like February. Balls mixed with the herb, I was kicked to the curb. All alone, spit the flow, now I'm legendary. Yeah. Got away with the words undisputed. You ain't heard that boy cold like February. MG, it's your turn. MC's gonna learn. When it's all said and done, you'll be legendary.
Yeah, and that's the proof. You know I'm posting harder than you. I got my clique close by you, my crew. We're coming through, true. Ain't no doubt we effing rule. Repping harder than you could ever expect us to do. What, you think I'm through? Homie, I just started. I'm sitting in my S-class, straight retarded. And it just departed, heading to wherever. Slowly sinking deeper into this German gray leather. Lit for the ride, cruising south on the 5. Merging on to the 110, continue to drive. Hit the 10, get off on 4th, tell me where you'd arrive. It's the ocean west coast, and yes, where I reside. She's the love of my life, unconditionally. Where I was born and where I die, at Cali Sanctuary. But that's a long time away, and death is kinda scary. So I'ma let these waves take away what's necessary. And while I'm sitting in the sand, holding on my cutie's hand, feeling like the effing man with the plan. Watching the sunshine set into the ocean depth, till you notice that there's no light left.
Got away with the words undisputed. You ain't heard that boy cold like February. Balls mixed with the herb, I was kicked to the curb. All alone spit the flow, now I'm legendary. Yeah. Got away with the words undisputed. You ain't heard that boy cold like February. MG, it's your turn. MC's gonna learn. When it's all said and done, you'll be legendary. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, thank you, brother Guarantee. That was sick, man. That was
thank
sick.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, brother. Legendary.
Hell yeah.
Woo. Guys, we've had a wonderful show. We still got a few more things to touch on. And we still got a little bit more of the Guarantee to listen to. I know you just can't get enough. Hey, for the listeners out there, Brother Max, where can we check out the Guarantee?
I got a couple websites. Check me out on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/max-garen, MAX-GAREN. I got pretty much some instrumentals, some full songs, just a little bit here and there. And then you could also check me out on Reverb Nation. Just search in the Guarantee and I'll pop right up. Check
Reverb
out my
Nation, the Guarantee. Check him out, guys. He's up and coming in the San Fernando Valley. We also got some music videos coming up on the way. And you're definitely not going to want to miss those. We got an EP coming up in the next few months. We don't have a desired time of release?
You know what? Actually,
a DTR?
Started, you know, when I first started the little album mixtape, I wasn't going to audio engineering school. I was pretty much hiring a lot of people to do some of the engineering for me.
Lord.
And what I'm really trying to do on this record is completely have it done by just me.
I see.
And so pretty much I started a few songs on the album that I had previously recorded with another artist. His name's Undisputed back in the day. Unfortunately, yeah, it's been a while since we've worked together. But
Word.
Yeah, now that I'm engineering my own stuff, it's coming out clear, and I should probably, it should be done maybe around, I want to say next October.
Hell
so
yeah.
A little bit of time, but it'll be worth the wait.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, you know what, brother? We're really going to be looking forward to that. We're going to keep everybody posted. Before we go, guys, I just want to hit the last few important points of why we're trying to change, not why we're trying to change, why we're trying to preserve our current state and our current city. We got Brother Van in the studio with us. Thank you, brother, for coming on and explaining this really vital information.
Anytime.
Let's just run through one last time. We got like 1 minute. We're going to do a run through of just what F will do.
Okay, what F will do, it will regulate dispensaries.
All right.
Give them a certain amount of feet from schools, parks, churches, places where your children gather, things like that, religious institutions. It would raise taxes to 6%.
Right.
Okay, which is going to be used, I mean, the city needs it, you know what I mean? So let's just tax it, regulate it, get it out of the way. All right, protect our neighborhoods, keep minors out, and... background checks for everybody involved in the industry.
Right.
From grower, bartender, manager, everybody. And what else is there? I think.
Yeah.
Oh, testing.
Oh, yes. And the testing.
Of that
the,
is huge.
Of definitely. The medication.
That is very huge.
Absolutely. Testing. Guys, listen, we're just trying to let you know we're not coming on here and telling you to go smoke weed or do whatever you want. We're letting you know that there is a culture in our community of... There is a cannabis culture in our community, and we're trying to make everybody happy here. We're trying to find a beautiful middle ground between you know, people that are not fans and people that are fans, and understanding that we are all brothers and sisters under the same stars, and we need to coexist in harmony with one another, and we need to do and vote for what is best to sustain this harmony and balance. Thank you guys so much for joining us on the Vibration Station. As you know, this is LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station.
Woo!
I'm your host, Davey Crockett. Man, oh man. This has been a beautiful Sunday, guys. We want to always thank you and always send you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. We'll see you next Sunday. Love you guys. Peace.
Now, when I was to proceed on a trip to last summer, when everything was perfect and green, we used to chill and relax and maybe smoke a fat stack while we laugh about the past. But that's too vast to express how much I love you and all the selfish things you put me through. Well, who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in a golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chillin' on the moon with the guitar, spittin' phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all in all its silly games like when we used to play and see how fast we could smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine.